What's up? It's another episode in Montreal, and I try to process my no hetero crush on a male comedian. Oh my god. Dun 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 dun. Thank you guys for being here. And if you listen on iTunes, rate and review. Yeah, this isn't my real diary. Yeah, I'm just doing it to connect with a real core base of people. But, you know, that's always nice to see. And right back at you. I rate and review you, too. And 10 stars out of 5. Thank you guys so much. Hey, guys. I'm in Montreal. I'll be here for a little bit. And I ended the last podcast by whining about how do you make yourself do things you don't want to do. So I didn't end up doing that. I didn't end up going to the gym, but I did some moves in my hotel room. And the mentality I'm trying to have about it is if you do a little bit today, then you're also stronger today. Not just tomorrow, but you're also stronger today because it's like, I feel stronger now since I started like just doing little bits of exercise. You know what I mean? Sometimes more when I get to like see the boxing guy, but I feel stronger now. And that's because of what I did. Like that's what I had done about 5 months ago. But if I do it today, then I'm also stronger today because it's kind of like today is also tomorrow. Like it all, what that was day one. Any day can be a day one. So my day one of doing any exercise stuff was like 5 months ago. So I just gotta, my big thing is like, just kind of like, I know I talk about drinking water a lot, but I talk about it because I'm overcompensating for, I don't do that shit. I don't drink water, really. So I'm trying, but I got to get better about it. Okay, so. Oh my God. Oh my God. So, I told you guys I met Jim Jefferies, and I love him, and I met him, and I said, I'm a fan. And then I messaged him on Instagram. I said, I'm a fan. It was nice to meet you. And he wrote me back, and he said, let's be friends. And he gave me his cell phone number. And then I went, holy shit. And then I called my manager. My manager's a guy named Seth. Now, I said, Seth, I met Jim Jefferies. And he was like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, yeah, like, I love him. Like, and he messaged, like, what do I say back to him? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then the way I was talk, and then I was, he was like, well, I would just, like, play it cool, you know? And I was like, yeah, cool, whatever. And I was like, I don't usually geek out when I meet people. Like, I geeked out when I met Ashanti, but, you know, this, I love him. I just think he's so, like, funny, and he, like, just keeps it so real, and I like the way that he talks, and I think he's a little misunderstood. He uses the word cunt a lot, but you gotta understand he's from Australia, and oh my God, guys, I realize I sound like a heterosexual. Not in that I'm justifying someone's behavior. Gay people, straight people, everyone does that for, if they like someone, they start making excuses for him. I mean it in that I'm so excited and nervous about seeing him. So I messaged him, like, I wanted you to have my number too. And then he wrote me back. And I was like, oh, shit. And then he was like, what, are you doing your show tonight? I said, yeah. And this is when you know someone, you like somebody, because you, like, retell, like, meaningless stories. Like, I wouldn't be telling this story if I just, like, met some random person. I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, guys, I texted someone. And they said, hi. I said, hi. What show are you doing? They said, this show. I said, that. Oh, shit. That show, that only has weight if you have, like, a crush on the person. But I don't. So this is why this is confusing. So I was, the way I was talking about it was, I had to say to the manager, Seth, I said, just so we're clear, no hetero here. You know how some people say no homo, no hetero. And he was like, Emma, don't worry. I'm never like worried. That didn't even cross my mind. But it was just like I love like him, but no hetero. And then he's like, oh, I'm doing the show after your show. And I said, oh my God. And then I went and changed my outfit like 17 times. And then after my show, and the show went well, then I went up and I saw him, but he was talking to this girl that I'm friends with, but she's like a really pretty straight girl. So I was like, wow, I totally feel like this is some kind of like dating thing. Cause I like was like, oh, I wanted to give them space, but I was kind of like, oh, he's talking to this other comedian, like, blah, blah. But it's a friend of mine. I really like her. And then also if they could be together, then great. But that also made me be like, man, it really is tough out there for straight women too, because it's like, all these exciting feelings I feel because he's, like, my a comedy icon to me. Like, what if I was straight? Like, that actually would be confusing for me, because then I would probably, maybe would actually have a crush on him. So it takes that out of the equation for it. But I'm like, I love him. And then we talked a little bit about he went to school for musical theater, and I didn't know that. I thought it was so interesting. And I watched his set, and I just think he's so fucking, you know, he speaks the truth. There's a lot of things, and the truth to me, comedy is very subjective, but a lot of things that he talks about are so raw in a way that it does kind of remind me of Louis C.K. But Louis C.K. is tainted to me, obviously. And he's tainted to me, you know, I've thought so much about what he did, but what really, the nail in the coffin really was his, it's what you do, it's also how you react to what you do, and the tone deafness of him coming back onto the scene, like, and just, and that to me was so, didn't sit well, that it made it be like, yeah, this isn't good. Because I was really sticking to, you know, the whole thing was he masturbated in front of people and he asked them and they said yes. So I was like, if they said yes, if known means no, then yes needs to mean yes. Did they say yes or did they say no? You know, yes, there's an unfair power dynamic, but are we supposed to never date someone who is more in a position of power than us? I was in a secret relationship with a casting person for about a year. And that relationship was actually pretty screwed up. I couldn't get them to move out of my apartment, but I didn't want to kick them out because I didn't want to mess it over professionally. But the beginning of the relationship was a genuine, like, we were actually in a relationship, but it's like that they were in, I've dated lots of people in positions of power over me, but like, you know, that was an instance of that. And that happens, you know, like a woman could date her secretary. See, I switched the genders up. It would have been sexist if I said a guy could date his secretary. We've all seen that porn a million times. Huh. So this is the rant portion of it. But with Louis C.K., so much of it was just like he, you know. But then I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I think that some of them must have said no. Because if some of them said yes, then why wouldn't he be screaming that from the rooftops? You know what I mean? It's a difference between me walking into your house and stealing food and walking out, or you inviting me over and then me eating too much and then walking out. If you invited me to dinner and I ate too much, then I'd be like, no, maybe I ate too much, but you invited me over for dinner. If it was me stealing stuff, then that's a totally different conversation. Call the cops. So, but it seems like maybe there were times that he didn't ask, or if he did, they did say no. Because otherwise, why wouldn't he just be sticking to that? And either way, I'm just highlighting my thought process because I was really trying to understand it. Because, you know, it's so important to, like, we have to believe victims, but absolutely. But also, we have to, like, look at all sides of stuff to really, you know, make sure, like, you know, just really, like, think about everything that has to do with these awful crimes. So then when things do happen, we can really, like, hammer down on people to, like, the harshest extent that we possibly can. Like, fucking someone take Kevin Spacey out back and shoot him. Like, you know what I mean? Okay. But goddamn, he was my favorite actor back in the day. But you know what? Fuck you. How can you do that? How can you cause some, you know, I feel so much anxiety if I think I'll be like, ooh, was I rude to that barista? You know, I didn't really make eye contact. Maybe I was being rude. Ugh. I'm all kerfuffled and worried about that. And then you got people over there freaking being predators. Man, what the fuck? Shit's crazy. Wow. I went from crush to predator real quick. But that was all to say, there's certain elements of Jim Jeffries' comedy that reminds me of Louis C.K. before Louis C.K. was tainted to me. I love Jim Jeffries. And then my favorite, oh my God, Cat Williams. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's okay.
Room service.
I fucking love Cat Williams, but I just like that, like, raw from the heart, like, but Cat Williams, just when I just watch Cat Williams, I'm like, but man, if you follow Cat Williams, the guy, I had a buddy open up for him and he's like, man, his business affairs are all a mess. He has, like, his exes are like helping him manage his tours, but yeah, Cat Williams, just that, like, raw, like, right from the heart with it. And Jim Jeffries, you know, I've never met Cat Williams, but Jim Jeffries, to me, is like that. I just think he's so funny, and I love his accent, you know? And we know someone. I met a guy who is his manager in Australia, and his name is Andrew Taylor, really nice guy. And I said to Andrew, I go, I love Jim Jeffries. And he goes, you do? And he goes, well, he gets a lot of backlash. And I go, he goes, get a lot of backlash from feminists. And I said, what? Because if you listen to him, he actually, you know, I mean, I haven't heard every single thing he said, but if you listen to him, I was like, I don't understand why he would be the target of that. And he was like, well, you know, he uses the word cunt. But he literally calls everybody a cunt. I don't know. I need to think about that, though. I mean, but the thing is, if someone could do something I disagree with, and then I wouldn't write them off in any way. I just think he's hilarious, and he's a comic, so he's fulfilling that. That's what he's supposed to do: be funny and make you think and make you relate. You know, And that there it is. So I love him, and hopefully I'll get to run into him again. And I want to open for him at one of his shows. What I want to do is I want to say, will you produce a comedy special for me? I'll do anything. But I talked to the makeup artist about it. She said I need to just keep it cool. Just play cool, you know? I'm going to I love him. But what I might do is he told me that he's going to a movie premiere next week, and I might text him the day of the movie premiere because we have each other's number now. And I'll be like, have fun at the movie premiere. That seems cool. Something like that, you know? Just be like, oh, yeah, I text, you know, we're buddies. Okay, have you ever... Also, I realize that the figuring out how to send the voice messages is hard. So I have a Facebook group called Emma's Dilemmas. So if you're so hit me up in that. Have you ever had a crush that doesn't align with your sexuality? Like, I have I love him. I love my friend Mike, but I would never get nervous or be like geeked out about Mike. But like, I love Jim Jeffries. No hetero, but I love Jim Jeffries. Have you ever had that where it like crosses the thing? But there's no, it's not a sexual crush. It's just like an excitement. Like, I love you. You know? You just get excited. All right, guys. I hope you have a good day.